Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
Hour number three. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, the biggest website of its type in the world, the gun culture niche, is Ammoland.com. And the writer who has more people reading his stuff at Ammoland.com than anybody else, hence making him the most read writer of gun culture news, is Dean Weingarten. And once again, he joins us today. How you doing?
I am doing very well, better than I deserve.
I'm thinking about moving to Indiana just so I can save a little bit of money, huh?
Well, you know, Indiana is a very interesting state, and I have some shirt-tail relatives there, and I had a good friend there for some time. It's not a bad place to live, I don't think, and it's getting better all the time. And what happened this year, which is really interesting, is that they passed a bill to do away with the fees for the lifetime permit. And last year they did away with the fee for the 5-year permit for a carry permit. So now if you live in Indiana, you can get a permit to carry for very little cost. I think you still have to pay for the fingerprints, which I believe is $13.
Right.
And maybe you have to pay for a stamp to send it in, or maybe you can do it online. But in any case, it is now one of the cheapest permits in the country, and it's proved very popular. It's interesting how they got here, because the Indiana legislature was very, very close to passing a constitutional carry bill this year in 2021. I mean, they had a supermajority of votes in the House, as I recall, and it looked like they should have enough votes in the Senate. But then there was a Republican who was about ready to leave, I understand, and she was head of the committee that the bill had gone to, or had been sent to, by the Senate leadership, and she was not willing to allow the bill to come to a vote. So the bill died. But as a consolation prize, they passed the no-fee lifetime permit. And it has been quite popular. And if you look at the numbers, they're just amazing. I would not have thought so many people would pay to have a permit. Well, I guess they don't have to pay now, so I can't say I was entirely wrong. But last year, as of 1 July in 2020, when the no permit went into effect for the 5-year license, they started off with something like 957,000 permits. And then they just got flooded with applications. And by 1 July of this year, they had over 1,120,000 permits. And that translates to about almost 22%. I think it's 21.7% of the adult population. Now, that's pretty amazing. Think of that. More than one out of every 5 people, adults in the state, has a permit to carry. And a significant, almost a third of the people with permits, 31%, are women. So that's a larger than normal chunk for most states, too. And they haven't stopped. When the no-fee lifetime permit went into effect on 1 July, just a few weeks ago, they were again inundated with so many permit applications that the system was overwhelmed. Last year, when the no-fee five-year permit went into effect, they had about 8,000 applications, and this year they had about 7,300. So it's very plausible that we could add another 3% of the adult population in the next year. That's a very large percentage. When you have almost a quarter, almost one of every four adults in the state having a carry permit, that's getting to be very, very substantial. I don't see how they won't pass constitutional carry next year. I mean, they'll keep the permit system because it gives reciprocity with other states. You know, there's advantages to having a permit. But it really looks to me like they're going to pass constitutional carry next year. I mean, unless, you know, we have a total crackdown, you know, we eliminate freedom of speech, eliminate freedom of assembly, change the voting system entirely. I mean, it's not like anything like that could actually happen, is it? But, you know, barring all that, they'll probably get constitutional carry passed next year.
Now, as far as a lifetime permit, right?
Right.
I wonder on some of this stuff when they're out there doing this. Did they do this to keep people getting permits if they pass constitutional carry or?
Well, they did it. It was a consolation prize.
Right.
They were very close. I mean, they probably almost certainly had the vote to pass constitutional carry. But there were some people somewhere who did not want it passed. And there are mechanisms to get around that kind of a roadblock if you have the votes in a legislature.
Right.
You know, there are ways to get it kicked out of one committee and sent to another one or go to the General Assembly or the whole Senate. And I suspect that it wasn't 100% sure that that would not happen or that it would happen. So they did what people, politicians in the legislature do. They hit a compromise. Well, okay. We won't pass it this time, but you got to give us a no-fee permit for a lifetime permit. And I suspect that's the deal that was struck. I can't prove it. I haven't talked to any principals. But that's the way it looks to me from an outside observer.
Well,
and I've seen it many times in legislatures where just a couple of people in the right positions can thwart the will of the majority of the legislature very easily because they are in the position to use the rules to their advantage.
Just
the way legislators work.
I know. I know it. And actually, that's pretty good news, I guess. I just... with some of the stuff, like here in my state, we're getting ready to have open carry, with a permit.
That's a good thing. That was a compromise deal.
Yes, it was. It was a compromise deal. But my problem is that when you're out there, it's like they can't do something without incrementally doing it.
It's amazing. You're really correct. And, about 25 or 30 years ago, I wasn't sure that would work, but we found that this incrementalism works, and it's not just a compromise where you gradually give up more and more of your rights. We've found ways to restore more and more of our rights, and we've got 21 states with some form of constitutional carry now, and Louisiana passed
hang on for me.
Go ahead.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We'll continue this on the other side. Well over 1,800 articles at amoland.com. That's what's waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. I want to talk about this, you got to know the bear story. I love the bear stories.
Well, this one has been floating around for quite a while, it turns out. Now, I search out bear stories that involve pistols because part of the research that I and colleagues of mine have been doing for the last 3-4 years has been to find out how effective pistols are in defending against bear attacks. And one of the things we do, unlike other researchers, is we include every instance we can find where a pistol was fired in defense against a bear. Every one. Now, some of them are indeterminate. You can't be sure if the pistol was the cause that stopped the bear from attacking because maybe pepper spray was sprayed at the same time or a rifle was shot at the same time. You know, the bear was shot by multiple or was hit by a car before the pistol was used. And so we don't use those in determining the statistics. But if a pistol was shot, we include it to show what happened. And then you can make up your own mind. So while I was doing research for those events, I came across this several variations of a story that was related by Larry Kelly, who is somewhat of a legend amongst pistoleers. He invented the MagnaPort for Magnum pistols. It reduced recoil, reduced felt recoil and muzzle flip. And he tested his product all over the world in hunting big game with pistols. And what I found online were several different variations of this story. And they all credited Larry Kelly as having that it happened to him, but the original story was not online. Just these remembering, various people remembering what the story said. And In the article, I recounted one of them, and in the remembered story, not the original, the remembered one, the bear was shot with a 44 mag 6 times. They were jacketed hollow points. None of them penetrated. They all flattened out on the breastbone. The bear kind of ambled off, and later it was killed by somebody else, and they found out that none of the bullets had penetrated and the semi-jacketed hollow point ammunition was completely ineffective. Well, what's funny is that, so I found the original story. Now, human memory is fallible, and everybody knows this. I mean, I certainly know that my memory is fallible. I have known some people who have incredibly good memories. And, I sometimes wish that I had their ability to remember. But I don't. My memory is fallible. So I have to go to original sources. So I found that the original story was published in 1990 in a book called Hunting for Handgunners. And it was about a hunt that happened in late October of 1981. So I was able to access the original story. And a few days before, Kelly had killed a trophy grizzly bear with one shot from a 44 Ruger Magnum revolver. And he'd filled his tag, and he wasn't able to shoot any more bears legally unless it was in self-defense. So they had returned to this small shack on the ocean, on the coast, and the wind had picked up and it was very strong, so they couldn't get a plane in to take them out. So they ended up staying in this shack for, I think it was 7 or 8 days. And on the fourth day, Kelly goes outside for a bathroom break and he sees a bear coming down a creek that is some little ways off from the cabin, and it's coming down the creek toward the beach on the ocean. So he calls to the guide who comes out and has a camera and puts a telephoto lens on the camera and starts taking pictures, and then the bear comes, reaches the beach, and it turns toward them and starts running right at them. So Kelly draws his .44 Magnum. The guide grabs his .375, and he fires a couple of warning shots at the bear, and he's telling Kelly, don't shoot, because they don't want to kill a bear that they don't have a tag for because it involves so much bureaucratic red tape. Well, eventually, the bear, they back into the cabin. Kelly has to shoot the bear. He fires at it as it's head and shoulders in the cabin. He fires 6 shots. Eventually, the guide fires a couple more from his .375 H&H, and Kelly fires one last shot as the bear is retreating from a high-powered single-shot pistol that he has, and the bear goes down and dies. So there was no indication that any of the shots were not effective, and the bear went, you know, never entered the cabin completely. As soon as people started shooting it, it stopped, and then it retreated and ran away. So it's a kind of different take on the story than what happened in mythology. And I have to say, this is common. It's common for stories to gain details that weren't there and things that make the story just a little bit better. I'm sure that at some point you've paid the telephone game, where people relate stories one to another and another and another and another, and eventually the story becomes almost unrecognizable.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that kind of phenomena, which is why it's very important to go to original sources and figure out what happened from somebody who was actually there. And it's particularly, I think, common among stories that involve big furry critters that are trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Those become campfire stories, and they get altered a little bit here and there just to make it a little bit better story.
Yeah. Yeah, normally that happens with fishing, but I'm sure the bear thing.
The ocean.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't matter. Let me get you to hang on right there. I need to point people in your general direction so they know where to find this. This is ripped straight from the pages of Ammoland.com. Ammoland Shooting Sport News. This is, if you look at them, they cover ammunition, archery, competitive shooting, conservation, firearms, gun gear, gun rights, and the shooting industry. Dean writes about all of the above, which is why more people read his stuff than anybody else's stuff. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris making voting rights her top public focus, elevating a long-shot battle as she seeks to more clearly define her role and stake out high-value territory within the Biden administration.
And guaranteeing the right to vote, ensuring every vote
always counted, has always been the most patriotic thing we can do.
The assignment also presents another political challenge for Harris, as voting rights legislation currently has little hope of advancing on Capitol Hill. On Saturday, it will be 1 month since the Surfside condo collapse, and the family of Estelle Hedaya tells CNN she is the final victim that authorities have yet to find and identify. Authorities have identified 97 victims, including 96 who were recovered from the collapse site and one who died in the hospital. This is USA Radio News. As COVID-19 cases are again on the rise across the country, this time due to the Delta variant, some are calling for masks to be made mandatory once more in school classrooms. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that won't happen in the Sunshine State.
I have a 3-year-old son. You got people like Fauci saying he should be muzzled, that you should be throwing masks on these 3-year-old kids. It's totally unacceptable.
Earlier this week, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended universal masking in schools, regardless of vaccination status. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Thursday that the Chinese Communist Party's recent move to reject a second investigation into the origins of COVID-19 is dangerous and called on the regime to allow investigators inside the country without interference. The World Health Organization presented a plan days ago to audit laboratories and wet markets in Wuhan. This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just talking about, we talked a little bit about Indiana, and now we've talked a little bit about a bear attack that was part myth, part fact. Where would you like to go now? Because
I'd like to mention a little bit more about the bear attack.
Absolutely, go ahead.
There was something that happened in it that really caught my attention.
Yes.
I mean, this bear started coming into this little shack, and it stuck its head and shoulders in. But both Larry Kelly fired at the bear's chest, and he specifically says it was from 3 feet away. That's really close. And then the guide, whose name was Bob Gerlich, Kelly says he fired his .375 Magnum from a few feet away. Couldn't be very far because they were inside the shack at the bear's shoulder. And I'm thinking, why didn't they go for the brain shot? Because the brain shot is an instant stopper. Whereas you shoot them in the chest cavity, it takes, you know, anywhere from several seconds to a minute or so for a bear to bleed out in the chest cavity. Even if it's,
right,
you shoot as hard, it can take several seconds.
Right.
And And I think they were acting on what I call the trophy hunter mindset. Because one of the biggest trophies for a bear is the skull. And if you shoot the skull with a high-powered rifle, you don't have anything left but bone fragments, basically. Because it just explodes it. And even a high-powered pistol probably fractures it a good bit. And if you have trained yourself never to shoot for the head, well, then you don't, even when it's the obvious target. And the brain on a good-sized bear, on a big grizzly or polar bear, it'll be about the size of a pint jar. Now, it's shaped a little differently, but it's roughly that sort of shape, elongated and sort of cylindrical. And even a smallish bear, it'll be roughly the size of a 12-ounce soda can. So, you know, put a soda can out there 3 feet from you and see how hard it is to hit with a pistol. It's not very hard. I mean, so I think they just had programmed themselves never to shoot for the brain, never to shoot for the skull, because it breaks up and destroys the trophy, and that's why they didn't do that. And the other thing you have to know, if you're shooting at a bear's brain, is where that brain is located inside the bear's head. Because the bear's head will probably be about the size of 2 or 3 gallons, and you got a pint-sized jar inside that. Now, where is it? You have to know where it is inside to know how to aim for it. And I'm convinced that a lot of this mythology about bears being bulletproof and bullets bouncing off the skull is simply because people aimed for the wrong place. And for, if a bear is looking right at you, and part of what the account by Kelly says is the bear looked right at him after he shot it in the chest, if it's looking right at you, if you shoot between the eyes and just a little, say, a quarter inch above that line between the eyes, you're going to miss the skull entirely. I mean, miss the brain entirely. And it may well glance off the little bit of skull that is at a very oblique angle there to the line you're aiming at. So, and if you look also, and there are several accounts of this in the over 100 cases that we document, if you shoot the bear in the eye or just above the eye, there's a good chance you're going to miss the brain entirely, because the bear's brain is in between the eyes, a shot directly to the eye. If you're from the front and close and you shoot directly in the eye, if the bear is aimed right at you, if he's looking right at you, you're going to miss the skull entirely. If you hit just above the eye, you're going to miss the skull, not the skull, the brain entirely. So the best, if the bear's nose is pointed at you, you just aim right at the nose. And the bullet goes right up the nose and right into the brain and almost certainly will kill the bear. And there isn't inches and inches of bone separating the brain from the outside. There's fur and there's muscle and there's some bone, but except for that bone that's above the nose and between the eyes, which is quite thick, the other places it's not that thick. It's like less than a quarter inch to maybe a half inch thick. And it depends on the structure. You have to look. There's an article on Ammoland where there's a carved polar bear skull, and because the person carving it cut out various sections, you can see how thick the skull is where the brain case is quite easily. And, you know, it varies a lot. From the very, very front, right between the eyes and slightly below, it's very thick. I mean, and it's very slanted, so a relatively low-powered bullet or a rounded bullet could possibly glance off if you hit that exact area at just the right angle. But if you hit a little below it, you'll almost certainly go right into the brain. And if you are from the sides, you can go easily into the brain. Or if you shoot into the mouth toward the upper, the roof of the mouth, that goes right into the brain too, and the skull is not very thick there either. So there are several routes to get into the brain, even with a relatively low-powered bullet, if you know how the skull of the bear is constructed. But that's right. Key. And a good hunter will know the anatomy of his of his prey, because that's how you make good kill shots. You know where you're aiming, you know the structures you're trying to destroy, and you know how to do it. And the people who live up where these big bears are common, where they have to shoot them, are often able to kill them with calibers that many people would think underpowered. You know, there's a famous Indian lady, Bella Twin, in 1953, killed a world record grizzly bear with a .22 single shot because she knew where to aim. And she shot directly into the brain from probably less than 30 feet away. So if you know where to aim, it makes a huge difference. But if you don't, you know, if you shoot and miss the brain, well, then you got problems because you haven't stopped the bear. You've just annoyed it. Though there are a couple of cases in those hundreds that I talked about where they missed the brain, but the bullet is powerful and it's close to the brain case and it basically knocks the bear unconscious for a time, allowing the person to either escape or to shoot better.
I had not, when you were describing the way when it stuck its head in, how they might have been in the trophy mindset trying to preserve the trophy part of it, that had never occurred to me. But.
Well, you know, if you got a big animal trying to kill you and it's right there, shoot it in the brain.
Yeah.
You know, stop it right now.
Yeah, that would be, that's what would occur to me. Hang on for me if you would one more time. We're coming up on the next break. Like I said, this article is ripped straight from the pages of Amoland.com. Amoland.com, according to the Alexa ratings of world websites, comes in number 744 worldwide, which has got to be a pretty good rank with all the websites out there. And Dean is the biggest writer there. So well over 1,800 articles waiting on you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. And as we get ready to go away for the weekend and everything, where would you like to go with this one, sir?
Well, I'd like to finish up a little bit on the Indiana situation.
Yes, sir.
Because one of the things that has happened there is something we've seen in a number of states, and actually in 20 states, and that is, you go, first you get a shall issue carry permit from maybe a may issue or a no issue state where it was just about impossible to get a permit to carry. And activists convince lawmakers it's a good idea, and they make it so that if you meet the objective criteria, you have to be issued a permit. We call that shall issue. And then people see that there's no harm that comes from a shall issue permit. There's no blood running in the streets because all of these situations are always preceded by activists on the other side claiming there's going to be blood running in the streets and numbers of people are going to be killed and the murders are going to rise and all this bad stuff is going to happen. But it never happens. And so then the Second Amendment supporters go back to the legislature and they say, well, you know, we really shouldn't have to spend $200 to get a permit. You know, can't we reduce it to $100? And then a while later they say, you know, you really don't have to have, you know, a picture, a photo ID or something like that. Or they say, you know, the training hours, we don't need 16 hours of training. We can get by with 8. And then it becomes 4. And then, after a few years, they say, well, this has all worked out wonderfully. Why don't we just go to constitutional carry? And that is what has happened in 20 states. They've gone through this process. They went shall issue. Every state that has converted to constitutional carry keeps their shall issue permit so that if you want a permit, you can still get a permit. It's very likely that it's good in other states, so you get reciprocity. It's very likely in quite a few states, about half the states, you can buy a firearm at a dealer using your carry permit instead of going through the NICS system, because you already did when you got the permit. And so with these advantages, you keep the shall issue system and you go to constitutional carry. And it's just interesting to see that that's precisely the process that's going on in Indiana. And I expect constitutional carry there next year. Now, if you want to go to another issue that's percolating up.
Well, one thing I want to mention, though, because I went looking the other day. You were the only one that wrote about Black Rifle Coffee Company that I could see.
I thought I saw a bunch of other people writing, not on Ameland, but other places. You know, I think I'll mention, you know, I think Red State, and then there was it Town Hall
See, you're talking about traditional conservative websites. I'm talking about within the gun industry. And
it's kind of interesting because I would think it'd be a hot topic.
Well, I would have too. I would have too. So when I didn't see that the first, I don't know. You know, to me that was an interesting little tell that nobody else picked that up.
What we'll see is that I'm reading some comments at various places about this issue. I found that one person said, well, here's the phone number. Call them up and suggest things. And he said, look, Black Rifle Coffee Company should come out and say they don't want Chipman to be head of the ATF. And the person he talked to said, you know, that's a good idea. I'm going to pass it up the line. And then he did a couple other things. And there's things like that that Black Rifle Coffee can do to come out and make their stand on issues clear, and that could preserve them or save them if they are so inclined. We will see.
I guess so. I'll have to go looking at Red State and see what they have to say. And Town Hall, I read Town Hall all the time, but
I'm not sure if it was Town Hall. It might have been. It might have been a different site. I'm going from memory, and my memory is notoriously bad, which is why I have to go to original sources and read things. You know,
write things down. Yeah, right.
You know, I know people who have fantastic memories, and I envy them, but I'm not one.
Understood. I understand. I wouldn't say I have a good memory. There's some things I remember, and I'm like, I'm stunned that I remember them.
Well, I'm pretty good on concepts and on remembering things like, didn't somebody say something about this or write about it, you know, back in so-and-so, and then I start searching on the Internet using various search engines and such. I usually pop it up eventually.
Right.
So that sort of thing I'm not too bad on. But if you asked me what person I was talking to, you know, yesterday at 3 o'clock, I'll go, huh? Was I talking to somebody yesterday?
3 o'clock, you say. That kind of thing. Yeah, I get it. I
exactly.
Understand.
Well, I don't remember yet. People can train their memories, and maybe I'll find some way to make mine better. So, we're winning in many ways in spite of the Biden administration.
The Biden administration, their batting average is abysmally low, isn't it? I mean, they have
it. It is, with one exception. They've managed to send a huge amount of money to all of their allies on the left. They bailed out the states that were going broke because of their mismanagement, for example. So that's an enormous accomplishment that they have done. It's bad for the country. It's bad for the republic, but they managed to get that done.
Yep, they sure did. New York, California, all those states with all that red ink. California, yep. Especially. California was a big... They had big debits on their books, didn't they?
Well, they did, and Illinois is one of the worst, I think, with Chicago, you know, spending the state into oblivion.
Yep. So, yeah, I had, but as far as gun control is concerned, he's just out there talking now. Now he's come out and said, well, I you know, 9mm that can shoot 120 bullets, we don't need them.
Well, you know, he makes so many gaffes, and it's clear that he's far from the top of his game, and he never was the absolute smartest person in the room. I mean, I'll give him credit. You know, 30, 40 years ago, he was fairly sharp, but he was never at the level, I would say, that Donald Trump was, or Richard Nixon, or Ronald Reagan. But he was a reasonably bright guy 30, 40 years ago.
Better watch it, Dean. If you give any credit to Richard Nixon, you know what that makes you.
It means I read history. That's what it means.
Anyway. So will you be joining me next Friday? I mean, next Wednesday. Excuse me. I'm
next
getting
Wednesday,
away.
Barring misadventure, I will be here.
Yeah. Barring misadventure, like... I would hate to hear about something happening to you. Well, I mean, we're about to run out of time, so before we launch on anything else, I'd just as soon, you know... Thank you for coming on the show.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Always a pleasure to be on the show.
And everybody should go check you out at amoland.com. And I will talk to you next week, sir.
Very good.
So the rest of you, we'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Cat's out of the bag, the mask is out of the way. You don't have to wonder anymore. This has been Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.